Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll continue here and wrap up the 20 things you can do to waste your money from Kiplinger's. Mark, you've been sharing these with us. We started them Friday. We continued them over the last hour. And it's just, you know, we love these little self-help things because I think this information is useful. I think that when you're growing up, if you don't have parents that teach you this stuff, where are you going to learn it?
You know, the Bible says, and I know, and I don't quote this thing very often, but I think it's right here that the borrower is the slave of the lender. And mm-hmm. when you've got things on credit cards, you're carrying credit card balances, you don't control your finances, someone else does. Well, you're their servant, and you've got to do what they say. So I say get as much of this stuff off of you as you can. I'm not talking about necessarily a mortgage, although may not be a bad idea to get your mortgage off you. I want it off me,
yeah.
But it may be if we're going to go into a period of inflation, prices rising and interest rates rising and things like that, it might be a good idea to have a balance on your mortgage. However, I'd just like to get it off me.
That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead with the list.
17. Give Uncle Sam an interest-free loan. If you get a tax refund each April, you let the government take too much money in taxes from your paycheck all year mm-hmm. long. Get that money back in your pocket. Put it to work for you by adjusting your tax withholding. With a little discipline, you can use that extra cash each month to get started saving or paying down debt, or make ends meet by avoiding going into debt in the first place. You can file a new Form W-4 with your employer anytime. Just use the easy calculator to help you figure out what to use the form, and they've got them online. Number 18. Pay for something that you can get for free. Yeah, that's a good idea to waste money.
Like what?
Dust off your library card and check out books, music, videos, and for free or dirt cheap. Don't pay or receive credit your credit report when you're allowed to get it at no charge. And take advantage of kids' free eat free promotions. Apparently, they have different restaurants have these things. But you really, if you do go to the library, there are lots and lots of movies there, and you really can get some great movies to rent for yourself and not have
I suppose
have to
you could justify it by saying you paid the taxes, and so therefore
I don't feel bad about going to the library. I mean, these people are extracting money from me by force.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of a library that's funded by force. However, I've already paid for this thing, so
at the same time, though, if you're just renting if you are not buying books from an author that you like, then they're not getting that sale, and that's not helping them.
Sure, but how are you going to find out authors that you do like?
It's a good point.
If you like an author well enough, then perhaps you do want to have their books. I mean, it's the one area of collecting that I still allow myself, but I often give books out to people and things
yeah.
like that. 19, don't use a flexible spending account. I have no idea what this is. Your employer may allow you to set aside pre-tax dollars to pay for medical costs not covered by insurance. You can use the money for expenses such as therapy, contact lenses, insurance co-pays, over-the-counter drugs. See a full list of qualified expenses on the internet, and you may be able to do the same for child care costs. Why pay for things?
Wait. So this is, again, a list of things to waste your money. That will waste your money, and to waste your money, they're saying to not use one of these accounts.
Correct.
Is it a health savings account? Is that what they're talking about?
That's what I would have called it, but they're calling it a flexible spending account. I'm not sure everything about it. I don't know if we still have one of these, but my wife doesn't tell me everything that we spend money
on. Well, I don't have an employer, so maybe they changed the name of it. I'm not sure.
Why pay things with post-tax money when you can be paying for them with pre-tax money? Not using an
FSA. Seems like a no-brainer.
It's got an acronym, so it must be the federal thing. So it's a flexible spending account. Make sure, however, that you use they've got a tool here to figure out how much money you should put into your FSA. You don't want to stash away too much because you won't use all the money in your account at the end of the year. At the end of the plan year, you lose it, apparently.
Whoa.
That's not good.
That's not good.
It's very, very bad.
I'd be real cautious with that then.
Yeah. Okay, number 20.
Again, that sounds like it's something for people. Well, okay, so it's the pre-tax, I guess, is the benefits there. So you'd have to be very, very cautious with what you're spending.
And, yeah, in your case, it makes no difference because you don't pay tax.
Right. Well, and I don't have an employer either.
Yeah, income tax. Pay for unnecessary services. How many cable channels can a person watch? Do you really need all those extra features for your cell phone? Are you getting your money's worth out of the gym membership? Are you taking full advantage of your subscriptions, such as Netflix, TiVo, or magazines? Take a look at what you're paying for and what your family is actually using. Trim accordingly. You know, a lot of people always think they're going to get back to the gym, and it is a great idea to get back to the gym. However, if you're paying for a gym membership you're not using, that's a bad thing. I've always been of the opinion that I want to have memberships at places where I can pay month to month. That's really the best thing for me because, you know, there's just times when I get sick of going places and I don't go for months on end. So, you know, that's a good thing. As far as cell phones go, the cell phone manufacturers are just, the phones are getting smarter and smarter and they want to add more and more features to them that you have to pay for. So you got to have the data plan, you got to have this, you got to have that just
to have
the plan.
You don't have to have a data plan. My old plan was just a basic 200-minute-a-month plan. Thing was, it was $40 a month just
for
that.
Try canceling your data plan on your BlackBerry now.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, maybe you can. I don't know.
It might be possible, but I'm telling you that, you know, likely you can't.
But I got the BlackBerry with the intention to have data. I mean, that's the point of having a BlackBerry. Why would you buy a BlackBerry just to make phone calls?
I've got a Trio.
Okay.
And I don't have a data plan on it. It's the same thing as your phone.
You can't have a data plan on your
phone. What are you talking about? I've had a smartphone, man, since I've known you.
I thought yours was just something that you could put a bunch of names into and make some notes on.
That's because that's what I use it for.
I
don't surf the internet on my phone. I work from home. What do I need to surf the internet on my phone for? You know, you have the internet basically so that you can be armed with quick, what is that,
QIK.com, yeah. So I can record videos and upload them from anywhere.
Would you have gotten that phone if it wasn't for quick.com?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
But so, I love it now that I have it, now that I can get emails wherever I am.
Sure.
And I can do
you
all
have
those.
To pay for essentially an unlimited plan in order to do it. And so
it only doubled my costs. I mean, as far as the amount that I'm paying, I went from $40 to $80 a month, and it's not like it's $150 a month. It's only $80, and for me, that's not bad, considering everything that
$480 a year that you're paying in order to be armed with a camera that uploads directly to the internet.
Actually, it's broken right now.
And it's not working.
Yes,
and it's not your phone that's broken, right?
Well, I installed the beta operating system, and ever since then, Quick has not been functioning correctly. But it's free software, so, you know, what do you want?
But the data plan isn't.
Yeah, but I still have the ability to record and upload things if necessary.
I can do that.
You can do that from your phone?
Yes.
I thought you said you don't have a data plan.
I don't have a data plan.
How can you upload from your phone without a data plan?
Sync with my computer and upload the video.
I see. I'm talking about from a remote location.
So you can do it a little more quickly than I can do it. Yeah. However, if the cop takes your phone, we're both just as screwed.
Maybe.
Quick.com is the one thing that's going to protect you in a circumstance where you need to be, you know, streaming video to the internet. Yeah. Quick's the one. And I'm not saying it's not worth it.
I mean,
it is. I just haven't quite got to the point where I'm willing to spend the $40 a month extra that it would take.
You don't have it.
What do you mean?
Well, you've got credit card bills and things like that to pay off.
Yeah, I want to pay those off because, you know, that's what I had to build my home on.
Right. So I'm saying you really can't afford to jump up to a plan like that.
I don't
have credit card bills, so luckily I can afford such a thing.
Afford is a funny term.
Okay.
I could do it if I wanted to do it, but I don't.
Because then you wouldn't be able to pay your bills off as quickly. So I don't
Choose
think you
not
can
to do it.
If I were in your position, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I would do the same thing that you're doing.
However, if you're in a circumstance where you need to automatically upload video to the internet, you know, you need to do it right then.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an
you're
insurance
not really in
plan.
Those circumstances, though.
Not as often as you. I try to avoid, dealing with the cops if I can.
That's it. Number 20. All right, we're done.
Unnecessary services.
800-259-9231. You are welcome to add to this discussion with your suggestions for how to handle your finances more appropriately than you may have, than others may be handling them. And it's something that people are just not being taught. They're not being taught this in government schools because, well, probably the teachers there don't know crap about handling their finances either. So you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Coming up, City of Chicago has a little plan to help you with your finances. That is if you're willing to rat out your neighbors. We'll explain here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL-CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. As we go to Scott the Bigot in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk. Oh, guess he's gone. 800-259-9231. Though he sounded like he was kind of coming around a little bit the last time we talked to him. Maybe it's not going to be fair to call him Scott the Bigot eventually in the future. Wouldn't that be nice?
I hope that's true.
I hope so, too. All right, so we continue here, and the story is a brief one, but a disturbing one out of NBCChicago.com. Chicago and Cook County residents aren't the only ones about to get shocking tax news. That's a reference to another story out of Chicago where apparently Cook County residents are going to be having their property tax bills increased by 10 to 20%. Woo! It's a pretty big jump for 1 year to the next.
It sure is.
So there's that's happening. And at the same time, the city is now debuting a tax whistleblower plan that could turn neighbor against neighbor in Chicago's business community. The folks at City Hall will pay cash bounties to informants who turn in business tax cheats around the city. The reward would amount to some sort of percentage of the tax money that the city recovers. According to the department, Revenue Department bureaucrat, the head bureaucrat there says, "It's just another way of bringing people into compliance. It would probably be a business tax knowing that a competitor, or business knowing that a competitor is not remitting a tax. An employee of the tax-dodging business could know that, too. Typically, you need to provide some type of incentive." That's the story. That they are launching a brand new program to encourage you to snitch on your neighbors.
Great. I love those.
Now, this is not what competition was meant to be. When we talk about competition and how it's good because it brings out, you know, the best in service, it brings out innovation, yeah. It brings out new products, you know, it essentially moves the market forward and things get better as a result of competition. That's the when I talk about competition like that, I'm referring to competition in a marketplace that's unfettered by various different governmental restrictions and rules. And this is a governmental program that is anti-competitive because it allows a business owner to go in and use the state to crush his opponents without really competing in the marketplace.
Sure, he's not doing anything to, you know, compete against his opponents that's going to help the customer.
Right.
All they're doing is, you know, employing lawyers or, you know, influence or whatever in order to get what they want through the system. That doesn't do anything for you or me.
Exactly. So it's just another example of something that you're going to see more often as governments around the country are put in more dire financial straits and as people are feeling the pinch of various different increased taxes and things like that, and people are having a tougher time making ends meet. Of course, we were just talking about finances. But as people are having a tougher time making ends meet, what they find out is that government snitch programs start to get more popular.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Because you may not be willing to turn in the boss today, but if you're having a tough time paying the bills at the end of the month, then, you know, the $500 bounty or the $50, I mean, sometimes they can get people to snitch out their neighbors and their friends and their family members for $50. You know, sometimes that amount is going to make it so that people are willing to go ahead and roll over on somebody. And it's just so sad because it encourages distrust. It encourages people to, I mean, who do you trust? If anybody can turn you into this to the state to get a little bit of cash off of their tax bill.
Right. You know, I encourage people to snitch on people that harm other folks. As far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. If you know something about a crime that was committed or something like that, you know, that to me isn't snitching in the same way we're talking about here. But if you're saying, "Oh, I don't think my employer's paid his taxes properly or he's hiding stuff or something like that," I mean, what kind of awful person are you? This is the person who's paying your bills for you.
Or alternatively, it could be the other company across town.
Even so, it's just it's a despicable way to do business.
I agree completely. And of course, somebody could say, Mark, you know, just to take the tax advocate's position on this one, somebody could say that, well, you know, they are harming other people by not paying taxes. They're harming the rest of us who have to pay taxes.
Why is that?
Well, because we'll have to pay more if they don't pay their fair share.
If the slave master dispenses one SWAT to every slave, are you better or worse off if somebody doesn't get their SWAT?
Well, yeah, if they give me two SWATs because the other slave managed to get out of one of them.
Well, stop taking your SWATs.
Well, right. I mean, that's, of course, the heroic thing to do, but I'm just saying that could be one position someone would take is that, well, it is harming me because they're going to raise my taxes. 800-259-9231, of course. One of the ways we can get around this problem is by bringing people together who understand freedom, bringing people together who appreciate the idea of avoiding taxation. Because there is a mentality. There is this Stockholm Syndrome-esque mentality wherein people are identifying with their oppressors, where they are basically saying to themselves, well, I've been abused all this time, and I think that abuse should be spread equally. I think that everybody should be abused as much as I've been abused, and it's not fair that that guy over there is getting away with not being abused. I say abuse that man.
I heard from a guy who's a fan of the show that listens in Germany, and he says, you know, two guys can't get an argument on the street for 5 minutes before somebody's threatening to call the cops on the other guy.
Is that right?
So, you know, they don't say, I'm going to bust your nose in. They say, I'm going to call the police on you.
Mm.
So, yes, you can have a society that does slip into this kind of, I'm going to use the government against you mentality.
It's sick. It's a sickness. And I think that we can help avoid that by bringing people together. Of course, the Free State Project is an important part of that. We'll tell you more about them here in a few moments. 1-800-259-9231. But stories like these, Mark, really make me glad I don't live in big cities. Because that's really where you hear stories like this coming from, where it's Chicago that is going to be paying you to snitch out on your neighbors or your fellow business owners. It's New York and Chicago where they're putting up cameras all over the place.
Well,
these are the hubs of big government status.
It's true. It's state and municipal governments can't print the money the way the federal government does, so they don't have that to fall back on. So they have to get their revenue in whatever manner they have to get it. You know, municipal governments, big municipal governments like Chicago, New York, L.A. are legendarily inefficient.
And don't you think that it's also more likely that a big government or a big city is going to be more likely to attract the most control freakish type of people?
I don't know. I don't know that I think that that's true.
Well, you can control more people. You can wield more power. You have more money at your disposal.
Why not go to the federal government?
Okay, well, sure, there's that. But I'm talking about just as far as comparing big cities versus smaller areas. Maybe I'm wrong. I know there are certainly some towns.
Yeah, I know you don't like big cities, but I don't think I agree with your assessment here.
There are certainly some small towns out there that are very, very corrupt, and there's no doubt about it.
And that really stinks.
I guess I'm spoiled on New Hampshire up here, because even the people that are considered statists up here, in many cases, I'll still hear them say things that make sense sometimes, which is kind of nice. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See for yourself, shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And that what we were talking about a few moments ago is bringing people together that agree on, you know, general concepts, not on 100% of everything. There's certainly some disagreements that flow through the ranks of the liberty activists here in New Hampshire. But nonetheless, most people do generally agree that the government is way too big and should be slashed back big time. Some, like me, agree that the government is unnecessary entirely and that we should move to a completely voluntary, peaceful society. So come on over to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and then get up here to New Hampshire and get active, because that's what's going to make a difference. Concentrating liberty activism in the same geographic area is, I think, going to be the key to achieving freedom. Once again, freestateproject.org. We will continue here. There's a story in the news out of San Jose, Mark, that I'll tell you about in a little bit. But you predicted this.
I did?
Yeah, we'll get to it here in a moment.
First, I am a super genius.
Xander is on the line in Illinois. Xander, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Xander?
Recently there was a story in the news about the pilots that overshot their destination because they were surfing the interwebs or whatever.
That's what the claim
or
is.
Something.
That's what the claim is.
Yeah, that's the claim. But now they're talking. There was like talk about like federal laws banning such a thing in cockpits and what. And it just made me think of something you guys were talking about earlier, like a few weeks back, just about like laws, like as far as drunk driving under the influence and stuff. A lot of times, it just seems like that they tend to punish the cause, not the crime itself, you know, whether it be reckless driving or whatever. It just seems like we want to, you know, whatever it would be, you know, being on a cell phone or whatever it would be. And it just, I see that leading to all sorts of problems for just punishing the cause, not so much the crime, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and especially in this case with the pilots, I think it's extra sad because they'll probably get the same punishment that they would have gotten from falling asleep by, you know, surfing the internet. However, the difference is that now every pilot won't be able to surf the internet while they're flying the plane. And I'll bet you that's going on in a great deal of most of the planes that are flying across America most days. And right. They're going to punish the whole class for what these two fellas did. I don't think it's that big of a deal, quite honestly. I mean,
as though they're going to study the dials that much more if they're banned from using the internet, they'll just bring a book.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's you know, a book. Well, that'll save us all.
Now, what about a Kindle? Would that count, or I don't know?
A what? Well, a Kindle? Oh, an Amazon Kindle?
Oh, a Kindle, like an electronic. But you can't access the internet from that, so I don't know.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens whenever you ask a bureaucrat something.
You're right.
No.
No, you can't. Unless you pay us. All right, Xander, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, and just to add to that, I heard that, like, the government was talking about giving states, like, bribing them with some money if they pass more laws to put in more laws against cell phones and whatever as far as distractions in cars or whatever the heck it is.
So the federal government is offering a bounty for more restrictive laws at the state level.
Basically.
Yep, that's how it works. That's one of the major ways that the state governments have become the federal government's bitches. Is that the federal government has said, hey, we got all this money here, we're happy to give it to you. Just, you know, just need to crack down a little more. You just need to be a little more tyrannical, and we'll give you
some
cash.
It's usually just a pittance, honestly, compared to what the state budgets are. But they just want that money so badly that they're willing to compromise your freedoms, just throw it all away. And this is another way that the federal government, you know, takes away your freedom by having a fiat currency. Printing as much money as they want.
And it's also a way that they really get themselves entangled with the state governments, making it that much more difficult for anybody to propose anything like secession or declaring independence at the state level from the federal government, because then you have to go up against all of the whiners that will be in the whatever the state House of Representatives that will say, well, we can't withdraw from the federal government, they're giving us millions of dollars every year. Well, yeah, you could, because don't you know, they're stealing that money from your citizens, if you believe in citizens.
But they don't care. They don't believe in stealing. That's the thing. They believe that if government takes money, that it's legitimately government's. These are the same people that say you're stealing from your neighbor if you don't pay all your taxes. And obviously, you must, the next logical step is you're stealing from your neighbor if you don't pay extra taxes. Just make up taxes you can pay. The government will take them.
Thanks, Xander, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so, Mark, here's a story that, I don't know if you really predicted it, but you sort of mentioned the idea. KGO is reporting at libertyshock.com. The recent cell phone video of San Jose police beating an unarmed suspect only tells part of the story, according to an officer's lawyer, and police say it underscores the need for a new piece of technology. San Jose police are about to become the first in the nation to have HD cameras integrated with their uniforms.
It's a good idea, but
didn't you come up with this one, Mark?
Yes, but I'm suspecting that that you're going to have some problems with getting that video when the government doesn't want to give it to you.
You mean when one of the cops is beating somebody, the camera will accidentally malfunction, that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, that's what they'll say happened.
Right. Well, nonetheless, they go on talking about the incident and how the video of the young man that was being beaten was pretty difficult to see because it was taken from a distance. And that they're apparently going to be arming these police officers with video cameras. I think that's good news.
I think it's good news. I you know, they won't be able to lie about it every single time. I think that's where the good news comes in. They won't be able to say, oh, it malfunctioned every single time.
Right.
Sorry, couldn't get it to work.
Right. Don't count on the police to provide you with video of your detainment or your arrest. It's still going to be your responsibility to provide your own video. And so that means you should still be armed up with a video camera, at the very least an audio recording device,
you know,
if you're out doing activism.
the real victory is had in public opinion within days of the incident. Because if you leave it to the government, it'll take months or years or whatever to, in order to get. You need to be able to push the public sentiment very quickly after the incident. So that's when why you need your video. The police department won't come up with their video for weeks, if not months.
Sure,
if they do come up with it.
Right, you have to put in your request, and then they have to get around to the process of honoring the request.
Yeah.
Good luck. Presuming they come up with the footage. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I just picked up on when you were saying two men can't even have an argument without calling the cops. And I just finished up a book where men win glory, The Odyssey of Pat Tillman. And Crack Hour talks about that, how this country is trying to eliminate the alpha males in our society, besides with Ritalin and everything else. And welfare as well brings kids down like that, young men. But you're absolutely right. I'm 50 years old, but you can't do the things you did years ago. You know, like you said, you have a little argument right away. I'll call the cops, or the wife runs out of the house. I'll call the cops on you. Well, your husband owes me $100. I'd like to get it back, you know.
You know, it is a funny situation. Society really has changed. I think in some ways for the better, in some ways for the worst. I don't like the idea of people solving their problems with fists. No. But I also, at the same time, don't like the idea of people solving their problems by bringing the government in.
That usually creates more problems.
If you
think calling the cops is going to help a situation,
no.
In many cases, you'll be dead wrong.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll survive the encounter.
Good. Nice talking to you,
Thank
gentlemen.
You for the call tonight, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Change gears and go to a few emails here in a moment. Of course, your calls are the primary element. If you make them, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HB Extract.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of SACL CAI, today businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. Now, you may believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations, meaning getting what you went into business to do done and not having to focus on collections. Get to regain your financial foundation as well. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column, freetalklive.com for SACL CAI. All right, so we continue here with an email from Josh. He says, guys, I have a moral dilemma.
Something you can help with.
I consider myself a staunch pro-liberty person and find myself in agreement with the views put forth on your show almost always. Now, that's why I'm having such a hard time dealing with my own situation. See, I own a coffee company and cafe. Now, being the owner of anything is a lot of work, and I've yet to realize any real material income from it, but business is doing well. Last fall, I ended up sick and in the emergency room. I didn't have any health insurance because the costs were just too high for me to justify.
Insurance?
Yes.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, I don't have health insurance right now. I can't afford that extra luxury.
He says, I ended up incurring a plethora of medical bills from this and from this that are currently at collections, and I'm making an attempt to pay what I can when I can. During the same time frame, my wife was pregnant, and she was told by one of her nurses that she would qualify for state-run free health care. It's apparently called Badger Care in Wisconsin, where he lives, which would cover all of her checkups as well as costs.
Sure, I want to be cared for by a bunch of badgers.
The costs associated.
What do you call a bunch of badgers? Covey?
Good question. You'll have to check Wikipedia on
that. Mall of badgers?
During the same time, she was pregnant, she was offered that by the nurses, and to cover all of her checkups as well as the costs associated with the birth itself and any bills the baby would incur through ongoing checkups after birth. My wife signed up and was accepted because our income level was so low. As much as I abhor this kind of socialized charity, I couldn't persuade my wife to not take up this offer of health care coverage, and in a way was grateful that she was taken care of, as was the baby. I personally was not covered and incurred well past five-figure debt for my own health care bills. When my baby was born, I qualified as the father for the same coverage as my wife and newborn. My wife insisted on the coverage for me because of the bills I'd already incurred, and I was in and out of the hospital seeing specialists all winter. She signed me up, and I used it on a few checkups. But now that we're covered, she uses this as a reason to try and send me in for everything she can think of. Headache? Go see a doctor. Back pain? Go see a doctor. Allergies? Specialist. So on and so forth. I tend to avoid hospitals like the plague anyways, so it takes a mountain of bad to get me there, but my wife's thinking is precisely the problem with programs like this, and now I'm a part of that problem, and it makes me sick sometimes. No pun intended, he says. I'm a hypocrite. I know this. I preach personal liberty and lambast socialist policies because of the force contained within them, and yet here I am, on socialized health care, with a bill being forced upon an unsuspecting Wisconsin citizenry. So my question to you is, if it were you, would you deny the state's health care, even if that meant you and your family would more than likely go bankrupt from the health care expenses, or would you stay on the program as a hypocrite? Either option doesn't seem very appealing to me, but I know which one is the easiest, but it's also the toughest one to swallow. Thanks for your time.
We've answered this the same question in a multitude of forms over and over again.
Clearly, it's something that a lot of our listeners are dealing with.
It would be an issue for me if that were what's going on, and it could very well happen to me. If something terrible happened to me, I do not have the insurance right now, and I'd essentially be relying on the hospitals to finance me through, you know, whatever payment plan. I don't have the money saved up to handle some catastrophic illness. I don't. I'm really just playing the numbers right now,
mm-hmm.
and as so many Americans are. But in this case, he's on a socialized health care, but that's it's just really a small step in that direction. It's a relief program for the hospitals, which have been forced to cover everybody through through the laws. So it's really not that much different. And I've got to say that if you're forced to pay for these things, and you are forced to pay for this socialized health care, you're one of them, that there's no reason why you shouldn't collect off of these programs.
The tricky part, though, is how do you know how much you've collected versus what you paid
in? It sure it is.
So, how do you deal with that? You just say screw it and just take whatever they're giving you? Do you, minimize the amount of usage? Like he's saying, he doesn't want to go for the headache. He doesn't want to go for the checkups. He doesn't want to go and do all of that stuff. Like his wife is encouraging him to do.
Sure.
Hey, it's free. You might as well go.
I definitely see the problems, and you can preach against them all you want. But, those are the options you've got. You've got to take care of your family, number one, in my opinion. If you at least speak out against them, as far as I'm concerned, that's what you can do.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I feel the same way as you do, Mark. I know one of the Free Staters around here is currently collecting unemployment.
Mm-hmm. Unemployment is not in the same league as this stuff.
Okay.
You pay unemployment insurance.
But you're forced to, aren't you?
Yeah, you're forced to.
You're forced to pay for this program, too.
And when it comes to unemployment, you pay far more into unemployment than you take out.
Okay.
The vast majority of people do not make money on unemployment.
The difference there is that you can actually look at the numbers, right? You can actually see what you've paid into unemployment.
Yes, but employers have to pay something. If you claim unemployment, then your old employer has to basically foot a portion of it or something like that too. So that's involved in that equation.
I also feel as you do, Mark. It would be distasteful. It would be something I would not want to do. But were I to be forced into that situation, otherwise, what do you do? You run out of cash, get kicked out of your home, and then you what? Then what? At some point, you're going to have to rely on, if you're in a bad financial situation, you're going to have to rely on something. And because the government programs are there, that means that there are not as many choices in the charity marketplace, right? Because the government program exists, it essentially sucks money of the potential donations away from, say, the Shriners. Now, I know the Shriners are they're only dealing with burn victims, right, or kids that are in certain circumstances, yeah. health circumstances. So I'm not using them as an all-encompassing example, but just as one existing example of a private charity group that does exist, that does help people. There just aren't that many of them out there. There aren't mutual aid societies like there used to be prior to these governmental programs. I think that we need to stay as principled as we possibly can, but I can't blame the guy. I can't blame him for it.
I can't. I mean, I
like you're saying, speak out against it. Try to stay as away from utilizing it as you possibly can. Don't do what your wife is doing here and use it at every potential turn to, you know, milk the system. I wouldn't recommend that either. Try to stay somewhere in between the point where, you know, you're not using it all the way to the hilt, but at the same time, you're also not putting your family at risk.
Yeah, I can tell you that I would feel, just because of sort of my position as a sort of liberty advocate on the radio, I would have even a harder time taking some kind of government money or something like that, just because it would be more difficult for me. I was on unemployment at one point, I had the opportunity to take unemployment at one point, and I chose not to. Basically, the reason I chose not to is I don't like government forms, and I don't like dealing with the government, and I'm just not interested in going through it. So I went out and found myself a job within, you know, a few days, and everything was fine. But I wonder how long would it have taken me to find a job if I knew that I had 3 months of unemployment sitting there?
Boy,
especially a job that didn't pay that much.
Good point.
I was coming off of a job that did pay pretty good.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. We'd love your comments as well on this because, I mean, that's kind of been our answer here. And are there any other things that we aren't thinking of? You know, is there another option that might be on the table that maybe we aren't necessarily aware of? I mean, certainly some hospitals have charity wings. And I'm not saying that there aren't charitable options out there that you might be able to look into. Maybe that would be something to talk to the hospital about and see exactly, you know, what is available. Hey, I don't feel right taking this government program. I want to avoid it if I possibly can. What options do you have available, you know, to me? And, of course, when he was talking about how he's making whatever payments he can on the treatment that he got at the hospital because he was in the emergency room, then that's something. And in many cases, the hospital's getting nothing. In many cases, the hospital will treat people and never see a dime from them. So at least you're making some effort to pay these folks what they're asking of you. I mean, that's worth something, right? If you've got somebody that owes you money, it's better if they're paying you something.
Yes, it is. I don't have much love for hospitals. They're the most bureaucratic things next to the government.
It's true. All right, more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.